Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yet another earthquake shakes Puerto Rico. This one was fatal. A 77-year-old man was killed, at least eight others injured when the magnitude 6.4 struck along the island's southern coast. Puerto Rico's power authority tweeted that one of their country's main power plants that sits near the epicenter had been damaged, and that has many folks in the dark.
Carlos Torres remains at home with his elderly parents in Guyana. No electricity in the island, and he expects by the end of the day there'll be no running water either. A nearly 200-year-old Catholic church a few blocks away destroyed. And while they're not hurt, they don't know what to do or what's coming next.
It was 4 a.m. Everything started shaking and moving and went from one side to the other. It has not stopped shaking. I live in Guayanilla, Puerto Rico. It's pretty much where most of the epicenters, and the epicenter was this morning, was south of us. It was a couple of kilometers south.
What made this different this time?
The consistency. It's been shaking since New Year's.
He says when he took a bike ride about as far as he could go, there's debris everywhere. He returned in tears. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds News.
Puerto Rico has experienced dozens of earthquakes since December 28th, ranging in magnitude from 4.7 to the strongest one today.